WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And we are going to be playing Ozzy coming back from commercials all through the course of this morning because we're going to pay tribute to the best to ever do it. And I was talking in the last hour about the Osbournes and how it was a smart business move because it brought him a whole new legion of fans, kept him relevant. Obviously, you know, at that time, Ozfest was going on, which was a huge part of the concert industry for a number of years. As, you know, Ozzy himself was kind of winding down from being able to run around and do 2 hours of shows. I saw him in 96 and he was just nonstop all over the place. But, you know, he was in his early to mid 40s at that time. And I remember being like, oh. Because he shuffles onto the stage like an old man, and then all of a sudden, you know, the music starts, and he's just running around and going nuts. But the festival aspect of Ozfest really helped keep him going and introduce so many other bands to people. But also, people who never would have gone to see an Ozzy Osbourne concert probably went because of this reality show. People who never would have bought one of his records bought it because of this reality show. So it was a very smart move to do. And if you remember watching it on MTV, I don't know if you watched it when it was on, but it was heavily, heavily censored because they said a lot of things that you can't say on TV. But MTV wanted them to say it because that's who they are. They're unfiltered like that. So they just would have beep, 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 beep through the whole show. Well, I discovered last night because I was trying to go back and watch the first episode just so I could refresh myself of how different it felt back then to see something like this. And I was using the Freevee app, which is Amazon's free streaming service. So it's ad supported. So you get commercials. It is going away in September. So Freevee will be going away, but it's just going to be that Amazon will have a free tier. So instead of having it be a separate brand, it'll be part of the Amazon umbrella. It'll just be a free with commercials tier. But the programming isn't going to go anywhere. And so Freevee has the Osbournes. And for streaming, they didn't keep the beeps in. It's unedited. So you hear every word that they said. So if you want to go back and watch the Osbournes again from the beginning, or even just find like your favorite episode or what have you, you can do that and watch it uncensored. And I actually find it better because it's less distracting not to hear the beeps all the time. Like, I don't know. MTV knew what it was getting into, but still, like maybe at some point you say, eh, maybe we could let some of these words go through. Obviously, you know, bleep out the F-bombs and things like that, but maybe the S word would have been okay. But yeah, you can see it unedited on the Freevee app. And I'm sure the other streaming apps that have it are the same. But I only checked out the Freevee one. I just watched the first episode and then I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to bed. I'm not going to fall down this rabbit hole and just watch hours of this. So if you have any Ozzy thoughts that you want to share, 508-996-0500. We're also talking about the press conference yesterday in which they revealed the potential causes of the Gabriel House fire, but it has been ruled accidental. We can talk about the Casa de Saudade library remaining open, albeit now with slightly altered hours. plus whatever else is on your mind at 508-996-0500. But I was trying to think this morning. I was like, well, when did I first kind of really get into Ozzy's music? Because I was lucky. I got introduced to heavy metal at a very young age by a friend of mine who may even be listening to the program, my friend Luke. I think it was third grade. It might have been second grade, but I distinctly remember in third grade is when he gave me one of his Iron Maiden patches, and I had my mom sew it onto a jean jacket. So it might have been second grade that we started talking about this. I forget when I actually met Luke, which grade. I should ask him, but he was the one that turned me on to all this stuff because he had an older brother who listened to this music. And so he was telling me about all these different bands, and he would bring me in the tapes to listen to. And I probably knew like Crazy Train and, you know, Iron Man and things like that just from my dad listening to rock music growing up. But Luke kind of gave me that heavy metal education. And then I didn't really love a lot of the Ozzy stuff that came out in the late 80s. But then when No More Tears came out, I was like, well, that's my favorite Ozzy song of all time. And that whole album was fantastic. And I had friends in my classroom. It was my homeroom, but it was also my math class. And they were both super into Ozzy. My friend John, my friend Tina. You probably heard me mention Tina before. She goes to the butcher shop to buy all she eats is meat she gets at the butcher shop. Like, she doesn't eat anything else, just meat from the butcher shop. And she swears by it. But anyway, they would talk about Ozzy with me, and I was like, yeah, maybe I should go back and listen to some of that stuff again. And I went back and listened to it, and I was like, well, I like it better than I thought that I did originally. And then I saw him in 96. I was a little, I think I was too young on the No More Tours tour. I think it might have been, I think I was in like eighth grade, ninth grade, so I didn't get to go to that. But by the Retirement Sucks tour in 96, I was driving and had my own money, and I was, I'm going. And one of the best concerts I ever saw in my life. And Ozzy was younger than I am now when that happened. So weird to think about. But anyway, if you want to share your Ozzy memories, and we'll play some more music coming up. Also, tomorrow, I know we've been having our discussions each Thursday for Cape Verdean Recognition Month, and we will continue having those conversations. But tomorrow, we are also going to be talking about the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament because it is coming up. And so tomorrow we're going to find out the latest developments on everything and what people can expect and just kind of getting a sense of everything that's going on with it before we get to the big weekend, a week from this weekend. But a week from today, Chris McCarthy will be broadcasting live from the Museum of Madeira and Heritage down there by the feast grounds. It's become an annual tradition now that he does his show live from there the day before the feast. Has all the folks come in that are responsible for helping to put it on. And so he'll be doing that next week. I believe Mayor Mitchell is going to join him down there for his weekly segment. And that's always a lot of fun because that's the day that everybody that works in the feast gets together and they have like their little celebration of, okay, this is what we built up to all year. And so a lot of the folks are around and they love helping to take part in that broadcast. So that'll be next Wednesday. And speaking of broadcasting out of the studio, this Sunday I'll be down at Free Laundry Day with Dash Laundromat. It's happening both at the Dash location at One State Road in Dartmouth, the one you're familiar with, and the brand new location on Rodney French Boulevard across from Kilburn Mill in the old Advance Auto Parts. And all day long, they're going to be setting everything to free. So you can come down and get one free wash and dry. And also, there's going to be food and there's going to be fun and all kinds of things going on. I'll be there. Jackson from Fun 107 will be there. We're going to do a little bit of time at each one. And so come on down and learn all about Dash, but help make this the biggest free laundry day ever. They've been doing it for a couple of years now, and this is their way of kind of giving back to the community. Because as Jason says, he knows that there are a lot of people who, you know, don't necessarily have access to a washer and dryer. That there are people who, you know, do their laundry at home in a tub or in the sink and have to hang them up on a clothesline to dry. This gives them the opportunity to come in and wash and dry. And it's good for you if you've got stuff that you've been saying, well, I'll get to that eventually. I'll get to that eventually. You can just bring it down. And on Sunday, I'll be doing a couple of call-ins from each location here on the air. So you can tune in for that as well. And who knows, maybe I'll interview you on the air about doing laundry. I have nothing to say about it, except I don't want to do it. That's why I love Dash. They do it for me. So 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. And if you haven't been over to WBSM.com, first of all, Barry's got a couple of very interesting articles just published. One about the busiest day in Massachusetts for crime. And as someone who writes about crime on a daily basis, this information kind of surprised me. I had never looked at the trend. And if you ask me, what day do you think the most crime gets committed in Massachusetts on average, I would have guessed, and I'll give you a couple that are going to be spoilers here, I would have guessed Friday or Saturday, and it's neither one of those days. So you can read about that. He also has an article on Massachusetts having the nation's tallest lighthouse. In case you didn't know, the lighthouse at Gillette Stadium is the tallest lighthouse in the United States. But we also have some other articles to read. Some are fun, like McDonald's prices from 1980, when you could feed the entire family for under $5 at McDonald's. You can't even feed yourself for under $5 at McDonald's anymore. And granted, too, the menu is a lot more limited back in 1980. I'm going to just spoil it for you for the sake of conversation. A hamburger was 50 cents. A cheeseburger was 58 cents. A McChicken was $1.10. Well, I can still remember McChickens being $1 not too long ago. I'm sure the dollar menu was a decade ago now. Filet of fish, 85 cents. Quarter pounder, $1.10, $1.25 if you wanted cheese. And a Big Mac was $1.20. But I remember hamburgers being 50 cents. They would do like the 50 cent hamburger promotion, even into the 90s. There was a day where my friend and I used to drive to, when we first started at UMass Dartmouth, we used to drive together. And one day he was like, oh, I just want to get some McDonald's. And I was like, okay, well, I'll buy, since, you know, you drove, I'll buy you whatever you want at McDonald's. And they were doing 50 cent hamburger day. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get a couple of hamburgers. And he's like, I'm going to get 5 hamburgers. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, I'm going to get 5 hamburgers. Okay, are you going to eat 5? He's like, yeah, I'm going to eat 5 hamburgers. And from Dartmouth to Wareham, he scarfed down 5 McDonald's hamburgers. And he was, you know, he was a skinny kid, skinny guy. But I was like, man, I can't even eat 5 hamburgers. But there's another story I got to apologize for you. I know you're going to see the picture if you have, I forget how to pronounce the fear of clowns, but if you do have fear of clowns, this one might freak you out, just the photo. but it looks into whether or not the legend is true that there were clowns abducting kids in Massachusetts in 1981. And it actually cites the book written by my buddy Jeff Belanger for sharing this story. Throughout Boston and the greater Boston area, there were stories of these clowns driving around in vans that were just abducting kids. And here's the thing. This has come back again and again and again. Now, maybe it doesn't happen as often here in the internet age, but even when the new Stephen King It came out, whenever that was, what, 2017 or so, when that came out, there were reports of clowns hanging around, freaking people out, which I think might have just been marketing for the movie. Did you have the scary clown, the kidnapping clown story going around when you were a kid? We had it on multiple occasions because I remember hearing about it in Plymouth and hearing about it when I lived in Sandwich. Which I suppose isn't that far apart from each other. It could have theoretically been the same clan of clowns, but here's the thing. There's no proof that any of it was ever true. But in the wake of the John Wayne Gacy story in what, the early late 70s, early 80s, that became a trope. So it wasn't just enough for us to have strangers in vans trying to kidnap us. It had to be scary clowns. But most of the time, the stories I heard never involved them actually like trying to grab kids. It was always just seeing people driving around in a van dressed as a clown, which for all I know is a kid's birthday entertainer. And here we are demonizing them. But did you have those stories? 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few. We'll have some more Ozzy coming up for you throughout the course of the morning. And we'll also have the Gen X Files coming up for you in just a few moments. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A large meth bust at LAX, a rabies outbreak in New York, and sophisticated phone scammers in Florida.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Customs and Border Protection is touting its recent interception of hundreds of pounds of methamphetamine. According to the federal agency, nearly 300 pounds of the highly addictive stimulant was found hidden in a shipment of solar panels at Los Angeles International Airport. The shipment was heading for New Zealand, and officers were flagged based on prior intel, which allowed agents to intercept the drugs before they were exported. Parts of New York State are declaring rabies a public health threat following a resurgence in rabid animal cases for the first time since 2016. Health Commissioner Dr. Irina Gelman's declaration comes after three feral cats and 22 raccoons tested positive for rabies in the past year.
They are indicative of widespread rabies in terrestrial animals north, south, east, and west in Nassau County. There is no cause for alarm, as we have not yet received any reports of human transmission.
Scammers are getting even more sophisticated as they target bank customers. They're not only spoofing bank phone numbers.
When they call the victim, they actually show that branch that they actually go to.
Broward Sheriff's Office Detective Pedro Cordero says they claim that they're from the fraud department of the bank, and people inside the bank branch are stealing money from accounts. They ask people to withdraw money or turn in a debit card and give it to a rideshare driver. If you get a similar call, he recommends hanging up and calling the 800 number on the back of your debit card, or even better, physically go to the bank branch and speak to someone. President Trump will deliver the keynote address at an AI summit in Washington, D.C. today. The summit is titled Winning the AI Race, and organizers say this will be Trump's first major address on the topic of artificial intelligence since the start of his second term as president. Reports say the president will unveil a sweeping federal AI strategy. There's been a recent spike in plastic piggy banks washing up on beaches along the Texas coast. And the only clue is that some have Spanish writing on them.
And it says, amor ahora, love is, and ahora, you know, I think it means now, so love is now.
Texas A&M researcher Jace Tunnell found about a dozen of the so-called sea pigs this week near Corpus Christi. He posted about it on social media and said the response was shocking. Similar piggy banks are being found across the Gulf Coast and some coming from Cuba's Bay of Pigs. But Tunnell said that they are also a tradition in Mexico, throwing piggy banks in the water. Billy Joel wants fans to know that he's feeling all right.
While appearing on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast, the piano man gave a health update after being diagnosed with a brain disorder known as normal pressure hydrocephalus. Joel told Maher he feels fine, adding his balance sucks. It's like being a boat. The 76-year-old was forced to cancel several concerts that he had lined up for 2025 through 2026. The condition leads to problems with hearing, vision, and balance. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
The Phillies beat the Red Sox 4-1 last night in Philadelphia. Both teams back at it tonight at 7:05. Veteran players for the Patriots reported to training camp yesterday. The first practice scheduled for this morning in Foxborough. New England opens the preseason on August 8th when it hosts the Washington Commanders.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Starting off cool again for the South Coast as we wake up on this Wednesday morning. Sweatshirt weather is what I'm calling it, as we are in the upper 50s to start. But if you don't want sweatshirt weather, just wait a couple hours. We're going to warm up pretty quickly, and temperatures will be a little closer to average this afternoon. Most of us right along the water are going to be in the mid and upper 70s and the low 80s as you head inland. Plenty of sunshine, a couple clouds to make the sky interesting, and that's about it. A beautiful day here across southern New England. Now, as we head into tonight, it's going to be a little less cool, and then the heat starts to build as we get into the later half of the week. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. And of course, that is Mama, I'm Coming Home from the No More Tears album, but also co-written by Lemmy of Motorhead. So just in case you didn't know that, I think most Ozzy fans do know that, though. We'll talk more Ozzy and play more Ozzy coming up. Right now, it's time to talk about all things pop culture.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Starting off with our celebrity birthdays, Ronnie Cox, who starred in 80s movies like RoboCop, Beverly Hills Cop, and Total Recall, turns 87 today. Edie McClurg, who can tell you that Ferris Bueller is a righteous dude, she's 80 today. Actor Woody Harrelson is 64. ER star Arik LaSalle turns 63. Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash is 60 today, while his bandmate Axl Rose's ex-fiancée Stephanie Seymour turns 57. Actress Charisma Carpenter is 55, musician Alison Krauss is 54, actor Marlon Wayans is 53, and actress Katherine Hahn is 52. Just boom, boom, boom right there. Also turning 52 today are Monica Lewinsky and former Red Sox star Nomar Garcia-Para. Actress Michelle Williams is 45, while Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, turns 36 today. Can you believe that? Harry Potter is 36. In 1982, a helicopter accident during the filming of Twilight Zone, the movie, resulted in the deaths of actor Vic Morrow and two child actors. On this date in 1984, Miss America Vanessa Williams resigned after Penthouse Magazine announced plans to publish nude photos of her. July 23rd, 1983, the Police kicked off the North American leg of their Synchronicity 107-date world tour at Comiskey Park in Chicago. The Police also went to number one on this date with the U.S. album chart, on the U.S. album chart, rather, with Synchronicity, which spent a total of 17 weeks at number one. On this date in 1984, the Cars released Drive from their Heartbeat City album as a single. Upon its release, Drive became the Cars' highest charting single, where it peaked at number three on the U.S. chart. It also played a key role in Live Aid 40 years ago this month. Not only was it performed and sung by Benjamin Orr during the Cars' performance at Live Aid, but also was used in a video that David Bowie actually said, I'm going to cut one of my songs because we have to run this video instead. And that was the song that was played in that, as they showed video footage of the famine in Africa. July 23rd, 1989, Ringo Starr kicked off his first tour since the breakup of the Beatles with a show in Dallas, Texas. His backup band included guitarist Joe Walsh, who is actually also his brother-in-law, organist Billy Preston, and Bruce Springsteen's saxophonist Clarence Clemens. July 23rd, 1993, John Singleton's Poetic Justice opened up in movie theaters, starring Janet Jackson and Tupac Shakur, and making a hit out of this song. The 23rd of July, 1994, the International Astronomical Union named an asteroid orbiting between Mars and Jupiter after Frank Zappa, who had died the previous December. And speaking of things out there in space, in 1995, Comet Hale-Bopp was discovered and was visible to the naked eye on Earth in 1996. The Heaven's Gate cult would later commit mass suicide in March 1997 with the intention of teleporting to a spaceship they believed was behind the comet. And on this date in 2011, Amy Winehouse was found dead in her North London home at the age of 27. The troubled singer had a long battle with drugs and alcohol, which overshadowed her musical career and thus becoming a member of the notorious 27 Club. That's the Gen X Files for July 23rd, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where all month long they are celebrating National Ice Cream Month with special days all through this month. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for more information, and stop by today to celebrate National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I know Matt's got plenty of his homemade vanilla over there, and it is amazing. All right. So why don't we take a break here? 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Welcome back in. Perry Mason, great song by Ozzy. And I still remember when that Osmosis album came out. It was like a gift getting that album because we thought Ozzy was done. We thought he was retired, and that was 1996, 95. So just goes to show you, you know, he had a lot more music left in him, including just a couple of weeks ago, that farewell concert. 508-996-0500. And if you're thinking, oh, gee, Tim, you're playing a lot of the 90s era of Ozzy. Well, there's a reason for that. For one, it's probably my favorite Ozzy era. But also, two, I know that if the other guys are going to play some of his music, they're going to play Black Sabbath stuff. They're going to play some of the 80s stuff. So I figured this way here, you won't be hearing the same songs over and over. Because, listen, I love Crazy Train, but I've heard it a million times. I covered the Patriots for 20 years. Every time the Patriots came out to the field, they came out on the field to Crazy Train, including the time that they had the surprise appearance by Ozzy performing it before the AFC Championship game. So that was a great memory. I think even the players didn't know that was going to happen, if I remember right. So if you're looking for somewhere to go and, you know, have a drink, have a summer cocktail, a frozen drink, or maybe a mocktail, Brack's Grill and Tap is a great place to stop by for any of those. Frozen coconut mudslides, watermelon Hugo spritzers, and more of your favorite summertime drinks are available. And, you know, if you want to have one while you're having your $12.99 value lunch, available Monday through Friday, that's all right. Just, you know, if you're going to have one before you go back to work, I don't think anybody's going to judge you. But also, keep in mind that they have plenty of indoor and outdoor seating. So on a beautiful day like today, maybe you want to sit outdoors. Great. Maybe tomorrow and Friday when it starts to get a little bit more muggy, maybe you want to be inside in the air conditioning. Brack's has both. Whether you stop by Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton or Taunton, the all-new Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, or perhaps you want to start your day in Newport at Brack's Cafe with coffee, bakery items, sandwiches, and more. That's on Bellevue Avenue in Newport. So three different types of experiences. The Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton and Taunton, the Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, and Brack's Cafe in Newport. And you can find out more about all of them at BracksGrillAndTap.com. And make sure you follow the Facebook pages for each one so you can keep up to date with specials and some of the special events that they have going on. So we have the story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app regarding the Gabriel House fire, the press conference yesterday with Bristol County District Attorney Tom Quinn, with Fall River Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon, and with Massachusetts State Fire Marshal John Devine. They talked about what they think were the causes of this fire. It has been ruled accidental. They do not think it was intentionally set. They did not find any evidence of there being anything to do with, you know, candles or incense or any of that. But what they did find is discarded smoking materials in the room where the fire originated, and also an oxygen machine. So there's, if you're on oxygen, there's that machine that actually controls the oxygen flow, but then you've also got the tank. And so that might have been a fault with the machine electrically or mechanically. It could have also been improperly disposed smoking materials. And because they cannot at this moment say definitively which one that it was, then the cause of the fire is officially undetermined. But it is one of those two causes is what the investigation has narrowed it down to. The investigation does remain ongoing. DA Quinn talked about how they're still looking into things like the sprinkler system and the fire suppression and procedures and all of that. But even though he said that it was not intentionally set, he declined to comment when a reporter asked him numerous times in the press conference about whether or not there could be criminal charges. So I guess we're going to have to keep an eye on that to see if, you know, they don't find that someone was at fault for this. Even though it was an accident, someone still could be at fault. And we'll let you know as soon as we know any more on that. I've got one more break I've got to get in before the end of this hour. I'm going to take it now so that maybe we can squeeze in a little bit more Ozzy before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. And And we're going to be going to the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And we are remembering Ozzy Osbourne today. Passed away at the age of 76. Had been fighting Parkinson's disease. Actually announced that he had it in 2020, but, you know, probably likely had it longer than that. And he is going to go down as the best to ever do it. And